ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، ونصلي ونسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، dear respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a new episode from this series where we are discussing the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. On those 10 days, Allah Jalla wa Ala will increase the reward of a'mal, of deeds in general. One of the virtuous deeds that we can do during these 10 days is fasting. Fasting those 9 days. Of course, we can't fast the last day of those 10 days, which is the day of Eid. But we can fast all the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. Almost all scholars agreed that fasting those days is very virtuous act and it should be encouraged. It is true that there is no clear authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast all these days every year. In fact, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, as in Sahih Muslim, said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never fasted those days of Dhul Hijjah. There is another hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, or the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. However, the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she never witnessed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasting the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah every year, this hadith is more authentic because it is in Sahih Muslim. However, the scholars say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wasallam, he was doing jihad during most of the time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wasallam, he was traveling during these days, and hence the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unable to fast those days. Otherwise, fasting them in general is a very virtuous act. Brothers and sisters, let us remember that fasting is one of the deeds that Allah Jalla wa Ala loves the most. In fact, all of us know the hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says. And when we hear that Allah Jalla wa Ala is saying something, then we should put more attention, because this means that this is a hadith Qudsi. This means that Allah Jalla wa Ala preferred to narrate this hadith or to attribute this statement to himself. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Each action of the son of Adam belongs to him except for fasting. It belongs to me and I will reward for it. Subhanallah. We always hear this hadith when we talk about Ramadan, when we speak about the virtues of Ramadan. But this hadith is not limiting fasting to the month of Ramadan. It is very general, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in fact Allah Jalla wa Ala, is talking about fasting in general, and he did not say fasting during Ramadan. So this fasting in general, is a very virtuous act that Allah Jalla wa Ala kept its reward for himself. When Allah Jalla wa Ala keeps something for himself, it means that the reward of this act is not countable. Allah Jalla wa Ala can multiply it. In fact, the riwayah, the narration of Sahih Muslim, that the actions can be multiplied, or the reward of actions can be multiplied to 700 folds, except for fasting, which means that the reward of fasting might be multiplied more than 700 folds. Subhanallah al-Azim. All of us know the other hadith, hadith Abi Umama al-Bahili, where he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I was appointed to join this expedition, jihad fi sabilillah. So, O Prophet, make dua that I will die as a martyr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most merciful person, he said, O Allah, protect them, and O Allah, provide them the booties of war. So Abu Umama, he said, we went to the expedition, the jihad, and we came back and we were saved. So he was appointed to join another expedition. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to the Prophet, O Prophet, ask Allah jalla wa ala to give me shahada, to die as a martyr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, save them and provide them. So Abu Umama said, we were saved. In the third time, same thing happened, and he went to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ made dua for him. So then after that, he went to the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, I asked you to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala shahada, to die as a martyr. And you made dua that Allah Jalla wa Ala saves us. So tell me now about something very virtuous. Tell me about deeds that I can do. Because see, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, the Sahaba, they were living in this dunya, but their hearts were where? Their hearts were in the Akhirah. Their main concern is to secure their Akhirah. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. To secure their second life. Because that is the real life. الْحَيَوَانُ. The real life, as Allah Jalla wa Ala called it in the Quran. So he said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Umama said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell me about a good deed. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, Alayka bis-sawm, for nothing is equal to fasting. Stick to fasting, for nothing is equal to fast. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is fasting. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast until we say, oh, he will not stop fasting. And sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to not to fast until we will say that he will not fast. But sometimes when he finds the opportunity, he will fast. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast in particular Mondays and Thursdays. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to encourage us, as he encouraged Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to fast 3 days. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the other hadith used to fast the 3 days of the white nights, 13, 14, 15. This is another great opportunity for us to fast during these 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. In many cases, the days are very short and it's very easy to fast. However, even if it is not very easy to fast, do you think that we will be granted Jannah? We will get the reward, that immense reward that Allah Jalla wa Ala prepared for believers, for those who fast. Do you think that we will get it easily? Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran about those who fast, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. الصابرون here means those, according to some mufassirin, those who fast, they will get their reward at the day of resurrection without any restriction. Without حساب means they will not be held accountable for whatever they got. We will not count on them whenever we get them. Means we will give them. And we will give them. And we will give them. Subhanallah al-Azim. When can we get this? How can we get this? By fasting. The other ayah. Allah Jalla wa Ala says what? Kulu wa shrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyam al-khaliyah. It will be said to the people in Jannah, eat and drink. because of what you used to do in al-ayyam al-khaliya. In al-ayyam al-khaliya means in the days of the dunya. And brothers and sisters, wallahi al-azim, once you get used to fasting, you will find that fasting is easy. It will become part of your norm. These 10 days or these 9 days are very, very short period of time. It's very short period of time. Why don't we make the maximum use of it? In fact, brothers and sisters, fasting is a very strange activity, because it does not normally, generally speaking, stopping you from doing other dhikr, from doing other ibadat. All other ibadat, once you are engaged in doing them, your time will be occupied. But fasting, while you are fasting, you can still do some other ibadat. And that's why fasting is really very amazing. You are fasting and you can still do dhikr of Allah Jalla wa'ala, recitation of the Quran. You can do even fasting while you are praying. Subhanallah. Two ibadat are being done in the same time, simultaneously. How can we get this? Where we can get this? It is an opportunity that has been given to us by Allah Jalla wa'ala. Moreover, the one who fasts more, the one who becomes healthy. Subhanallah al-Azim. And all of our ibadat, the ibadat that Allah Jalla wa'ala prescribed upon us, are very healthy activities. In order for what? In order for us to be encouraged to do more of those ibadat. So, brothers and sisters, make sure that you are putting your effort to fast those during those 9 days. Don't say, I can't. Don't say, it's difficult. Don't say, well, I'm not used to it. Don't bring excuses, because the reward is so immense. Of course, fasting the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah is more virtuous, and we will be speaking about that, insha'Allah, in the coming 2 episodes. Insha'Allah, tabarakallah wa ta'ala. So stay tuned with us. Insha'Allah, we will be finishing the discussion about the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. I ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to guide us to the best. I ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to give us the ability to act upon what we hear and to make it for us and not against us. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.